A research team is on the western Aleutian island of Amchitka looking for residual contamination from a 20th century military legacy that culminated in three underground nuclear tests. KUCB's Jacob Resnick reports.
Amchitka was the site of three underground nuclear tests: Longshot in 1965, Milroe in 1969, and Kanakin in 1971, which at nearly 5 megatons is the largest known underground test by the United States. Today, the site is part of the Arctic Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, and the sites of these tests are being monitored by the Department of Energy's Office of Legacy Management. Earlier this month, a 16-person team arrived on the island to take samples. Project manager Mark Kautsky is leading the team.
We're looking to see if there's any movement of radionuclides into the food chain, into the web, food web. And so we'll be sampling from the bottom of the ocean where groundwater may be discharging into the ocean. We're also sampling on the ground surface on the island itself.
Opposition to the original nuclear tests culminated in the founding of Greenpeace in the early 1970s. The group's oceans campaigner in Alaska is George Stepnikov. He grew up in the Pribilofs and was just coming of age when the Atomic Energy Commission and Department of Defense was using Amchitka as a Cold War testing ground.
From being a young man, a young boy on St. George Island when this happened, and watching and listening to the conversations of my parents as well as my grandfather and my uncles, they were very scared and fearful.
In 1996, Greenpeace sponsored its own expedition to Amchitka. The group claimed that past government studies had been inadequate in detecting slow-decaying radioactive isotopes. It conducted its own research that claimed it had detected radiation was leaking. But 10 years later, a team that included the University of Alaska Fairbanks scientists studied algae in the region. It found that detectable levels of radiation around Amchitka to be similar to neighboring islands, which hadn't been the site of underground tests. Kautsky says research he's seen shows no evidence of leaks.
No detectable tritium in any of the waters, either off the island or on the island. And the radionuclide concentrations in the seafood and the food chain were below detection level.
The results from the summer's test won't be published for 6 to 9 months, but Kautsky says they will be publicly released. While Pletnikov doesn't dispute the scientist's claims, he says he's not ready to jump to conclusions that the nuclear legacy isn't doing harm.
So far, the waste has been contained and is not leaking to the degree that will excite the people of the world to wonder why we did what we did, what can we do to mediate that. But we don't know the amounts that could or may be leaking and how that impacts the ecosystem as a whole.
And after visiting Amchitka himself in 2007, he says he feels the tests were no less than a crime against nature and the native peoples. Even though researchers say they've found inconsequential traces of radioactivity, the island remains off limits to any drilling near the test sites. And Kautsky says the sampling work is projected to continue for generations.
The length of our testing is such that we want to protect human health and environment. And because radionuclides have different half-lives and they may be persistent in the environment, we want to make sure that the length of our monitoring program spans the duration of natural decay of radioactivity on the site.
Given the slow rate of decay of the radioactive material, he says that means at least another 75 years. In Unalaska, I'm Jacob Resnick.